Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Body in the Clouds, a novel, by Ashley Hay, read by Steve West. For Les and Marilyn Hay. In Bruegel's Icarus, for instance, how everything turns away quite leisurely. The sun shone, as it had to on the white legs disappearing into the green water, and the expensive, delicate ship that must have seen something amazing, a boy falling out of the sky, had somewhere to get to, and sailed calmly on. W. H. Auden, Musée des Beaux-Arts. That they have some idea of a future state appears from their belief in spirits, and from saying that the bones of the dead are in the graves, but the body in the clouds. And the question has been asked, do the white men go thither? Governor Arthur Phillip to Lord Sydney. February 13, 1790. Into the blue. From above, from some angles, it looked like a dance. There were men, machines, and great lengths of steel, and they moved in together, taking hold of each other and fanning out in a particular series of steps and gestures. The painters swept their grey brushes across red surfaces. The cookers tossed the bright sparks of hot rivets across the air in underarm arcs. The boilermakers bent to the force of their air guns, rivets pounding into holes, and sprang back with the release of each one. The riggers stepped wide across the structure's frame, trailing a web of fixtures and shore points behind them. From above, from some angles, it looked like a waltz, and a man might count sometimes in his head to keep his mind on the width of the steel cord.